New West Group is a nationally recognized healthcare staffing agency with over 30 years of experience connecting clinicians to leading health systems. In 2023, they were honored as the top travel nurse agency by nurse.org. But New West is more than just travel staffing. They excel in placing local, temp-to-hire, and direct talent as well. Discover their full-service concierge approach at newwestgroup.com.
Hey, nomads. Welcome to another episode of Travel Nursing and Allied Life. I am one of the hosts, Dr. Dylan Callier, traveling physical therapist. Might recognize me from the New Medical Nomads podcast. And today I wanted to talk about long-term planning as a new traveler. Specifically, I think this goes for all travelers, but specifically focusing on the new travelers that haven't quite jumped in yet, or maybe have just done their first contract. And long-term planning for a traveler is very different than, say, somebody who's working a typical permanent clinical job. When I was working my first year as a typical permanent clinical worker, my long-term plans were, 5 years or 10 years. And now if you ask most travelers, hey, what's your long-term plan? We barely know what's going to happen in 6 months. The travel lifestyle is very different than most. And so long-term planning is different, and it's harder, especially if you don't know where you're going to be at in a year. And that's really where I wanted to focus on with this question of long-term planning is almost not committing or finding yourself in a hard position if you commit to the travel lifestyle and then all of a sudden something changes and you're no longer traveling, whether that be the market, whether that be you meet the love of your life, whether that means you meet the love of your life, as in the job that you just took is amazing and you can't imagine doing anything else. Before jumping in, I think it's important to know that the average lifetime of a traveler is 2 to 3 years. Now, that is an old statistic, probably from like 5 years ago. And I wouldn't be surprised if that has actually grown to like 3 to 4 years, for example. One, the cost of schooling is going up, and travel is one of the only successful ways to help with that. Two, as more and more people are interested in this travel lifestyle and alternative lifestyles, I think people stick with it longer. Three, I see more couples out there than I did in the past. And four, it's not as big of a scary jump as it used to be. It used to be you knew nobody who did this crazy travel thing. And not that there's still not people out there, but it's so common in the travel healthcare space now that you've probably met 2 or 3 people that are doing it, whether you're working with them or they were friends or you went to college together, whatever it might be. So knowing that most people jump in thinking this is going to be their forever job, and then it ends up only being 2 to 3 years. It's important to not put yourself in a position that is very difficult if this travel lifestyle turns out not to be the 5 to 10 year plan and only ends up being the 2 to 3 year plan. What this can look like is the big, glamorous, dramatic stories, romantic stories of somebody selling their home and selling all their stuff and getting in a car and traveling for 10 years. Those do happen. But if you sell all your stuff and then 2 years later you find out, now you're settling in somewhere, it might have been nice to keep that home. It might have been nice to keep some of that stuff. I'm a minimalist myself. I travel around in a Honda Civic. I do not have a lot of stuff. I think most people have way too much stuff. So don't use this as an excuse not to get rid of stuff. But if planning for this 5 to 10 years, think what might change if I only do this for 2 or if I only do this for 3, because most likely this is going to be shorter than what you're anticipating. It might not be. There are travelers out there who are 6+ years in, 10 plus years in, but that might not be you. And so once you get a sense of it, especially that 2 to 3 year mark, that's when people really start craving community, you can find yourself starting to consider about settling down. if you're a traveler that's in this more for the money than for the lifestyle, when the market dips, you might find yourself at a permanent spot. And so that's another example of this not going as long as we anticipated. When going into this travel lifestyle, sometimes people will make big purchases in order to make this work better. So maybe they buy a big truck, or they buy a big Jeep, or an SUV, so they can hold more stuff rather than their small little car. And then they only end up traveling for 2 to 3 years, and that big ticket purchase didn't really make financial sense, whereas it would have if they would have stuck with it for 10 years. Same thing goes for buying an RV or a camper. If you make that big purchase, it very well will make sense, you know, 7+ years out. But if it's less than that or only 3 years, you might be eating the cost of that for a lot. And there's more decisions going into that rather than just financial. If you travel with dogs, that can be a big help. If you typically aren't renting a room out in somebody's house and you have to rent out the whole space, that will probably make more financial sense. If you're a traveling couple, for example, that would make more sense. So there's a lot of other reasons to choose that particular lifestyle versus just the finances. But I think it's important to consider, if I end up only doing this 2 to 3 years, would I still commit to this? And that can very much change how you proceed with this travel thing. And then if you find yourself 2 to 3 years in, you have a good sense of what this is going to be like. If you've extended past that feeling of community, if you've been going to TravCon, you have your travel family, you have friends all over the U.S., and when you're making road trips, you don't have to pay for hotels anymore. That will be a big help on making this a longer career than the typical or average 2 to 3 years. So, wanted to throw that out there for newer travelers that are just about to jump in. You don't have to make any big, it is a big lifestyle change, but you don't have to make any big purchases in order to have this big lifestyle change. You can travel in a small car. There's benefits to that. You don't collect more stuff along the way. You know, gas mileage is a lot better. Multiple reasons to have a smaller car. That's okay. You will make it work. You don't have to make these big purchases. You can travel without an RV. It is harder with pets, especially with bigger dogs, but you can make it work. People do it all the time. Don't feel like you have to have these big ticket items. Don't feel like you have to have that big romantic story of selling your home, selling everything, and going on the road. And then a year in, finding out this isn't for you, and you don't really have a spot to go back to, and you don't have any old furniture that you could move into a new spot, for example. So long-term traveling as a planner, or long-term planning as a traveler, very different than what a permanent person would be. But just keep in mind, if I were to only do this for 2 to 3 years, would I still be making the same decisions that I am now? Because average is, it's going to be a shorter career than most people think when they first jump in. So TravCon's coming up in September. Hopefully to see all of you there. Hoping to see all of you there. We have many lifestyle talks like these when jumping into new things, and just all the cool stuff that travelers do with the extended time off that we have, with this cool, you know, mobile lifestyle that we get to live. So we'll see all of you there in September. And everybody have safe travels.